What's up, Arisen Nation? It's Sam here, and this week is going to be awesome. I believe it's going to be awesome, and I hope yours too would be very awesome. Now, on this week's episode, it's basically a Facebook Live video I did a couple weeks ago, and what I realized was that it was so powerful a message that, you know, but what I realized was that not, you know, you people listening on the podcast series, basically weren't on the Facebook Live, right? And so you definitely missed that. And so I decided to convert it into a podcast episode. So you can also get the value, tap in the value I talked about on Facebook Live. Now, this whole topic is about, you know, if you believe so much in your idea or your product or service or who you are, why are you not talking about it? Because what I've seen is that most times when you are working on your passion, and then what your passion is about is all hovered around making an impact in the society. What I've realized typically is that, you know, someone's life is dependent on it. Someone's life is very, very, very dependent on it. And so if you don't talk about it, you are basically doing a disservice to the society, doing a disservice to mankind. And if you're a Christian, doing a disservice to God, right? And so what this podcast episode is about is, you know, you tapping into the psychological, you know, mindset that, you know, you have something within you, you have to share it. It's your responsibility to share it. It's your obligation. Right. And so that's what this episode is about. It's a recording. So I'm going to cue in the intro, and then after the intro, just move straight into the episode. So I hope you enjoy. But, on a side note here, if you guys have been looking at what, we have been doing, we are slowly cranking up a product called Emerge Secrets, Masterclass. Now, this Emerge Secrets Masterclass is going to be, it's going to be a workshop that's going to kick off on the 1st of July. Now, what it is that we are moving people from idea phase to cash, how to move from idea to cash, a proven formula, not the type where, you know, you come up with your idea and you don't have the cash and you don't have the support group or you don't have the network to support and all that stuff, right? I'm going to teach you proven strategies that I have realized from, you know, working with 25 millionaires, with all the courses I've ever bought in my life. From my personal experience, from my client's experience, I'm going to lay them down right in front of you. And so this is going to be a game changer. And so if you want to be part of this masterclass that is going to take place on the 1st of July, please head over to emergesecrets.com, emergesecrets with an S.com. And on there, you're going to find a video of me explaining into details of what the program is all about and how you can be part of it. All right. So, let's cue in the intro and we'll go into this week's episode. So we've been wondering, how are young people like us crushing our goals and living life on our terms, regardless of how bad the economy sucks? How are we able to stay arisen, chase our massive dreams, take action and impact people while others are busy sleeping? But the real question is, how do we do it without falling into the trap the sleeping group fell into? That is the big question, and this podcast will give you the answers. Follow along as we learn, apply and share actionable steps on how to stay arisen in business, career and life in today's economy. Welcome to the Arisen Podcast. What's up, Arisen Nation? It's Sam here, and today I'm coming your way with another, you know, exciting topic that I want to share with you all. But if you're watching this on live, comment hashtag live. If you're commenting, if you're watching this on a replay, comment hashtag replay. That way, you know, we create some engagements just to get Facebook to know we are actually legit, right? And anyway, so today what I want to share with you is something that is, it's very dear to my heart, and I just wanted to, you know, share with you guys. Hope it's okay. So today I want to talk about, you know, you believing in what you do, right? And my question here is, if you believe so much in what you do, if you believe so much in what, you know, whatever, your product or your message or whatever it is that you do, why are you not talking about it? Let me share a quick story. I hope you guys can hear me. Since there's a few people on live, it will be kind of difficult to really see if people are live. But anyway, I'll just rant and we'll go from here. So you know, I remember, you know, most of you know what I do, right? I help, you know, clients strategize their business here and there. And there was this woman who came to me, inboxed me on Messenger. And, you know, basically I could sense her frustration of, you know, the message. She was so frustrated and I didn't understand why she was so frustrated. And so, you know, I was asking, you know, questions here and then I realized that she had a product and she was trying to sell the product. And, you know, as most startups go through, you know, it's kind of difficult for her to penetrate through the marketplace with her product, right? And so it was tough. It was really, really tough for her. She was going back and forth. You know, she was hiring people who were, you know, basically spending her money, weren't giving her the desired results she wanted here and there. So she came to me and she wanted me to help her. And one of the ways that, you know, one of the strategies that I was, you know, implementing in her business was to basically go live on Facebook, just like how I'm doing, right? To go live on Facebook every single day, talking about her story, talking about her products, you know, how it's beneficial to the market and what her product solves specifically, right? And it was tough for her. Like she didn't do this for the first 3 months. And it was crazy because I do believe that was one good strategy she could use to, you know, blow up her business. And it was really challenging for her. Like, she, aside from the fact that she needed to go live and, you know, talk about, you know, her thing, she had this kind of lack of confidence. Not so much of lack of confidence, but she didn't feel like she deserved, you know, people looking at her and then, you know, she's sharing her story. And, you know, fast forward, you know, I kept on, you know, encouraging her, giving her, you know, necessary tips on how she can easily come out with it, right? And lo and behold, she came out and she did her first, you know, three live videos on Facebook, and it was really, really awesome. She came back to me and was excited about how the, you know, the engagement, people were coming in and asking about how she, you know, how she developed her product, how, you know, how they can also get it, right? And it made me start thinking that, you know, just can you imagine the number of people who wouldn't have known what she did, right? Because what she did was like life-changing, right? She had cancer and, you know, she researched into, you know, natural alternative ways to curing her cancer. And me being in the medical field, I know how difficult it is to actually cure cancer. It's extremely difficult, very expensive, very life-threatening if you don't have the means of, you know, buying your medications and here and there, right? Especially if you lack the you know, the support you need, like you would easily die, especially if the cancer is to the degree where it might just kill you, right? And when she had cancer, she went into a deep dive research into knowing, you know, what natural alternatives would be the best way to cure her cancer. And she did successfully in like 7 months. And, you know, fast forward, she was looking to, you know, share this story with people, but the only problem was that she didn't have that confidence. She didn't, and you know, to the bottom line, what I realized was that she didn't really believe in her product. Even though she believed in it, she didn't really believe in the fact that, you know, it could help people. Because what I believe is that if you really, really believe in what you do, then you have all the right, you have the right to be talking about it aggressively, not just, you know, talking about it here and there, aggressively. You know, there are times when, you know, I share my podcast series on different platforms and some people commenting back and talking about how I'm always, you know, bugging them with, go and listen to our recent podcast. And now you know the reason why, because I believe so much in my message. I believe that, you know, when people listen or when people hear my message, it would have an impact on them. And so I am very aggressive on it, regardless of, you know, how I go through with getting it in your hands. I make sure I do that. As long as it's ethical and moral, right? As long as it's ethical and moral, I have every right, or every obligation. I'm very obligated to send get you to listen to it, because I do believe, you know, looking back now, the amount of feedback people bring me, someone says listening to just a single episode got him clarity on how he was able to, you know, launch his business. And that is very refreshing, aside from the fact that it just tickles my ego, which honestly it is, right? But aside from that, it's actually touching someone's life. Just imagine I didn't put that particular episode out and I had that inferiority complex, or, you know, belittling myself inside my mind and not believing so much in it. I wouldn't have shared it for him to have that impact, right? And so today I am giving you more like permission to start chasing your moral, to start chasing what you believe in. If you really believe in your message, this is your moral obligation. It can be your product, right? So you have a product that changes people's lives. You know, it can be a dress, it can be, you know, shoes, it can be, you know, food, it can be anything, as long as you believe so much in it. It's your moral obligation to talk about it, to make noise about it, to be aggressive about it, because you never know who really, really needed that message, needed that product or that service, right? And so here's my message to you, that your moral obligation is talk about what you really believe in and make sure that you actually achieve whatever you are looking to do, because that is where lives are changed. That is where you actually impact someone's life. And so if this video was helpful, please share it all over, share it on your Facebook page or WhatsApp, wherever that you deem it's right for people to listen to this. Because if people listen to it, what they can do is that they can also start, talking about their moral obligations, thereby, creating that impact, that full circle impact that would help people. And so, you know, if this is valuable, and I hope it is, like, share it. And don't forget to stay arisen. Cheers. If you are a dreamer and arisen, you probably have a billion of ideas running through your little skull and you can't wait to let it out to others so you can change lives, right? But the number one problem that sets in for you is that you don't know how to turn that idea into cash. You either run out of cash to get that idea off the ground, or you get overly overwhelmed on the things that need to be done to get it out. I totally get it. But what if there's a way to turn those ideas into cash without the burnout or any money to spend? What if those ideas you've dreamt about can actually make you tons of money? I went through a ton of ups and downs to finally find answers to these problems, and I'm ready to uncover all these secrets in a single day masterclass called Emerge Secrets Masterclass. Emerge Secrets Masterclass is taking place on the 1st of July 2019, and I'm going to reveal the right way to turn your idea into cash in any economy without burning out or money to spend. Head over to emergesecrets.com to sign up for this time-sensitive masterclass. Again, head over to emergesecrets.com to join the first and frankly the very last masterclass that is going to get all your money problems solved in a matter of 24 hours. And as always, don't forget to stay arisen.